Well, gentlemen, over the weekend, North Korea released some very rare images of its secret scientists tasked with bringing nuclear destruction to Kim Jong-un's Western enemies. And the scientists are blacklisted across the globe, but according to what was released by North Korea, they're hailed as heroes, working around the clock to make the country a nuclear superpower. The photos were released just hours ahead of last weekend's nuclear test, and they showed two men, one by the name of Ri Hong Sop and the other one by the name of Hong Sung Mu. They were flanking Kim Jong Un as he inspected what looked like a peanut-shaped warhead. And Ri Hong is the head of North Korea's Nuclear Weapons Institute, and Hong Sung is a deputy director of the Workers' Party of Korea, and he works in the Munitions Industry Department. Included in this release of pictures was an analysis of what an attack on London by North Korea would look like. In fact, friends, an attack on the heart of London, according to what was released, would utterly destroy about 9 square miles of the city, instantly killing tens of thousands. And in very horrifying clarity, the extent to which an H-bomb attack would impact all corners of that city is unbelievable. A website called Nuke Map claims that around 130,000 people would die if a blast were to be detonated in London, and a staggering 355,000 plus people would sustain injuries in the event of a hypothetical H-bomb landing in Trafalgar or Trafalgar Square. And by the way, that square is right in the city of Westminster. It's central London. It's where Westminster Abbey is located, Big Ben, House of Parliament. I've been in that location many, many times. So, Gary, not only is America under assault politically, weather-wise, we're under assault by North Korea. And the bottom line is this, Gary, from my perspective, we have to do something, but the question is, what do we do? I'd love to have your thoughts.
Well, if I would really have the right answer that people would believe, I would probably be a millionaire, David, and I'd share it with you. But the fact of the matter is, I think I do have the answer because there are some options. You can do nothing, you can have a preemptive strike. Certainly, China needs to get involved, and I think that that's a real key. We know additional sanctions on North Korea have been given, and I think that we could probably do that as well. But I want to try to make this as simple as I possibly can from the biblical perspective. And I really mean that. I think that we as Christians need to pray that our national leaders will have wisdom to do what's right. The fact of the matter is, this matter with North Korea has been going on for decades. And there have been various presidential administrations attempt to do what they can to deal with the issues there, and they fail. That's why we are where we are today. I think, David, and I don't mean to make this simplistic, but James chapter 1 and verse 5 tells us that if we lack wisdom, that we should ask God, who will give it in a great way without blaming us for not having it in the first place. And I think that we need to pray, Christians need to pray, that God will give our leaders the wisdom to do what needs to be done. Certainly, the first option is not to do anything. Preemptive strike, I think, is just going to create greater circumstances around the world. But I do think that we just really need to pray and ask God to give us wisdom, give our leaders wisdom, and see how He leads on that. David, let me say this, and then I'll let you take it. I do believe that the generals that President Trump has around him right now are men who understand this issue. I have confidence that in time they will do the right thing. Nikki Haley up there at the United Nations has given some great admonitions. She's a born-again believer, as I understand. I think that she will be a part of that leadership team. I think I can say, from my personal opinion, that our leadership probably will do the right thing in the right time, in the right way. We just need to pray for that.